joyful manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We were a little bit late because there's something, you know, where we had to go down and come back because the reception needed that. Yes, we're back at the same hotel and the same place and the same mountain and everything remaining the same. The greenery, everything else, all the same. And is sameness or being constant about something good or not good? I suppose, you know, variety is a spice of life. And yes, we do go to different places. But there are certain places that have a high vibration, very high vibration, by virtue of its location. And they do say that, you know, you have the heart chakra in certain places, the root chakra in certain places, the crown chakra in certain places. And so all of these things do exist. They're supposed to be very, very real, where certain places carry a certain vibration. Now, in this American hotel, last night onwards, we had a state cricket team stay over. So they are here for a few days. They're playing some matches, I suppose. They're state level, and you know, from there it goes to country level. And for those who don't know about cricket, it came in with the British, the cricket. And so quite a few countries participate in cricket. It's something like baseball for the US, I suppose. That's the closest that we can say, like, you know, UK and India, and then you've got Australia, New Zealand, West Indies, all of these countries, I think Sri Lanka too. And these countries play cricket, and then on a state level, you take the best from each state and you put together a national team. And this is Tamil Nadu. I'm here, and we have the Tamil Nadu cricket team staying over in this hotel. So they're here to play a match. And you see them coming in and out of their rooms from time to time, you know, like all buffed up and everything, you know, because you've got to be strong, right, you know, to play cricket. And then, you know, each one probably hoping that they're going to be selected for the national team. And so we've got some very good sports vibration going on here. And that includes athletic vibration, strength, physical strength, health, good energy. You've got to have great energy for that, you know, to play cricket. It's like baseball, you know, your American baseball. It's our Indian cricket. And so, yes, we have some. You know, it's a whole team over here, and they're playing a game, and we have very good sports energy, athletic energy, health, physical health energy, the ability to stand long hours, the ability to run, the ability to be focused, to perform, and all of these important ingredients that people love. So if you can tap into it, if you're intuitive at all, please do tap into this hotel today. You have a whole team, and by a team, you know, you've got, that means you've got at least 10, 12, 14, maybe some extras, a manager, all of that going on over here. So all the people, please tap into this. Very, very energetic, athletic energy. And that's what we're bringing to you today. Now, does that include money? I think so, because these sports people make a lot of money. I mean, you should see the sports people when they play on the national level. They make tons of money. They become millionaires, literally speaking, enormous amounts of money. And then these cricketers, national team level, they marry some of the most beautiful models and actresses. So if you go, you know, look it up, you don't have to, of course, but Some of these sports people, when they get to really high levels, they end up attracting extremely rich, already rich, beautiful, successful women in their lives. So these guys here today, who knows if somebody's already been selected for the national team, but all of these guys are pumped up and they have a lot of energy going for them. And yes, you can see them appear, like they'll come out of the room and go back in. Yeah, so they obviously will be having already or will be having beautiful women and money on their side. So all of these vibrations going on today in this fantastic hotel, which attracts very, very good people, ministers and a lot of people who are powerful, who have money. And that's what we're going for. We're going for some really, really great vibrations today. And still, yes, we have the mountain, we have the greenery. We shouldn't get lost, because of all of this. We need to keep in track, keep in mind the track, keep in track and in mind the fact that nature is the one that supports everybody. Ultimately, no matter how rich we are, no matter how poor we are, nature is the one that is supporting everybody. And we want to go into something in the money section. And so, let's do that. Let's get into work and career, money, manifestation. So we're going to be playing the money song. We want you to hold on for a couple of minutes. I'm hoping you're going to be there when I come back. But in the meantime, focus on the energy in this place. You've got some really buffed up men out here. And taking a minute, a couple of minutes break for some music and coming back soon. So hold on tight. Sukandi, are you for the Joyful Manifestation Show? Welcome back. We are into work and career. And speaking of which, people who are into sports, athletics, people who work out a lot, they perform at a level that other people wouldn't even be able to imagine. And from that, when they use these skills and talents to make money, wow, not only are they taking care of their health, they're into fitness. And I mean extreme fitness, extreme, extreme, extreme. And for that, you need determination, you need focus, you need to be on top of it every day. You need to work those muscles because they all have memory, muscle memory. So what they do is they work on it, work on it, work on it. And they say if you do something 21 times, 21 days, then already that's what is needed to get that muscle memory in, to permanently record it, or to record it for as long a time as it can last. But then when you go beyond it, and these people, these athletes, people who are into working out, they do it for years. It's not just 21 days and hey, I'm done. They just at it for years. And then just imagine what kind of a muscle memory they have. They can do it in their sleep. You put them to sleep and say, like, let's say they're at some level of sleep where they're able to still perform, right? So they're in the sleep, their conscious mind is down, but something's listening. And you tell them, okay, you know what, do this or do that, and they'll be able to do it. It's just so much muscle memory. There's so much automation going on that they can do it in their sleep, literally. And so, I'm an excellent driver, and touch wood, all the angels, please protect. Okay, so I think I can even drive in my sleep. Okay, cancel that. Nobody should be driving in their sleep. Please be alert and drive. I'm just saying that when you get really good at something, and no, I don't drive in my sleep. I'm very safe. I don't drive if I'm sleepy. Okay, I pull up to the side. These are the safety things, and we don't want to forget it. Okay, if you're not all Indian champions, do you know here that these people, they act as if, and yes, they're my people, so I'm not separating myself from them, but they all act as if they're from, amazing things they can do on their bikes. Four people on a bike. Okay, and then what they do is they have two bikes, one guy on one bike, another guy on another bike, and this first guy will be driving, and the second guy will also be driving, but his foot would be on the first bike. So they're kind of going parallel to each other. It's just that one bike is a foot or two behind, and so they're driving at a certain speed, and they have to maintain it, and this guy's foot is on leg is stretched out all the way, and the foot resting on the first guy's bike. And they do this on main roads, and nobody catches them. Okay, nothing, no helmet. He's doing this. So, four people on a bike with a dog and a baby, like a newborn. Okay, now I don't know whether to laugh or cry here. I'm not going to cry. This is not the crying manifestation show. This is the joyful manifestation show. So we can only understand from this that, wow, there must be enormous thousands and thousands of safety and security angels, guardian angels around these people working 24/7. They must be doubling up and tripling up the number of guardian angels per person over here. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the way that the confidence, it's amazing. Now, like I said, we can take it positive or we can take it negative. Of course, safety side, when you're looking at it, this is completely not doable. And yes, my eyes open up wide every time, because when I grew up here, it wasn't like this. Okay, It wasn't like this. This is where the villages and the cities, where the cities keep growing and they start to take over villages. I grew up in Bombay, which is now Mumbai, and so it was already very well developed. Even though we had a lot of farmlands and around us, still an extremely developed area with all actors and actresses and really, really posh. But here we are talking about where a city is growing, it's taking up villages, as it's growing, and they're putting up, they're putting all the great roads and the metros and all of that stuff. But the people are still, they're thinking that they're on some, path, on some village path, and where there's nothing going on and they can do what they want to do. So they still have that mindset. So the mindset where they think that, okay, on a village path, there's literally nobody. Some cows, chickens, goats and everything. That's exactly what's going on. So there's a merging of the village mindset with the city mindset. And so there's a whole bunch of confusion going on. But somehow everything's working. Don't ask me how. It's working. Touch wood. But what we're also trying to say here is muscle memory is very, very important. Just like in our daily habits and patterns and workouts and, physical strength and everything, it's really, really important. And this muscle memory can be used for money. It can be used for money when you wake up every day and you do something. Something towards making money, some action. And then you do it 21 days. Just something every day. Okay, so let's say you're working for a company and you're doing really well with them. Okay, so that's great. Last time we spoke about, it's hot. So let's say that, okay, you're turning up the heat, but along with the company that we're working for, we're also going to, from today, if you're not already started, do something towards your own business. Do something. Anything. It doesn't matter. Do something. And you see, you will get used to doing that something if you keep repeating it. And just like when you go to the gym and then you add on stuff, right? You say, okay, once you've done something and you've got it, then normally people who go to the gym, they just want to take themselves to the next level. So they'll add on, a kg or two or 10 kgs or whatever it is. They go to the next level. They don't just remain stagnant. And so today, we started the heat. We're going to start turning it up. We said, okay, let's start a little bit. But from today, even if you're working for another company, do something. Even if it is just sitting and doodling on a pad. Writing pad that okay, this where you're putting down your ideas, I think you can start this. I can do this. I can do this. You see, when I started my music, and I still, I gotta put it out there completely, but when I started my music, I didn't allow anybody to create any music for me. Only because I was exposed to so much amazing Las Vegas energy. And plus, I've been trained to be a classical dancer, and I've had singing classes since I was four. So, dancing and singing since I was four. I wanted my mind in my music. So I would sit with the person who knew, how to create the music, but I would say, okay, add this sound, add that sound. Speed this up, slow this down. And they would be like, no, we don't want to take it any faster. They want to be careful. I'm like, no, you can take it faster. You can start revving it up and it's going to work out. So they would be more cautious and I would be the person saying, no, put this sound, put this sound, put this sound, put this sound, or increase the speed, increase. So I basically sat and designed everything, literally. Now, whether others like it or not, it's still me. So that's what I did. And so, as we do something every day, a little bit, just a little bit, we're going towards our own career, whatever it is. And even if you don't know what it is right now, once you start to doodle and you put down small, small things, small possibilities, take a step or two every day. It could be a very, very small step, but we want you to go towards your goals. And in the process, you could be discovering what your goals are. You could be discovering what your talents and skills are and building up that work energy. I mean, today we have a whole team, a whole state team, cricket team here. Okay, these boys probably practiced since they were very small and they had dreams in their eyes and they said, I want to be selected. I want to practice. And, you know, who knows how they practiced, what kind of fields they practiced on, or, you know, which kind of, you know, equipment they had. But they've all come and they've become state level cricket team. And so, you know, they must be having big dreams and goals. And, you know, once I'm big and I'm an Indian national level team player, I'm this actress I'm going to be dating, or trust me, these people marry them. Okay, these actresses are very rich. They're very beautiful and they're very rich. And then these people who come up in sports marry them once they're state, once they're national level. So I'm telling you, you know, dreams work. And I'm right now in a hotel with a whole group of people who solely on their dream have come so far. And, you know, many of these people are going to be making it to the national level. And then they're going to be making money like we cannot even imagine. Okay, it's wow. The law of multiplicity starts to work. It starts, the whole thing starts to go really, really well. And everybody does well. And, you know, today we will be going into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. But I'm just going to be playing one of my songs, He's So Sexy. And I'm hoping they have that song and they're going to play it. It's kind of like a teenage vibe kind of a thingy, you know, not so serious. And in the end, we have a trumpet going. So, you know, just it's got a teenage vibe going. And he's just playing it for you. He's So Sexy. And now this is for all those women out there. All those women out there who think that their man is sexy, or who want a sexy man, who wants to imagine that, oh my God, he's so sexy, he's so sexy, he's so sexy. And you know, we women, we do it like that, don't we? We like to imagine, okay, I'm talking of myself, but a lot of women, we do that, right? We don't want to be thinking negative things about the guy. We want to be thinking positive things. And for the men, you can just imagine that, oh my God, you're taking this energy, putting it towards a woman that you would like to win. And so remember, we are in a hotel now with a whole group of people who are moving towards the dream. And their dreams include performance, fantastic performance, being in front of huge crowds, being celebrated, becoming a hero, making tons of money, winning the most popular and beautiful girl. And for whatever it is, remember, I'm really good. My work, I'm very good. Even if somebody is a very good girl, you know, she can get whatever she wants. It's not that, you know, good girls don't get what they want. Good girls can always get what they want. I'm helping so many women who think that, oh, you know, this guy's beyond my ability. This guy's no, you can win whoever you want. And for those men who think, no, this woman is beyond my ability. No, that's not true. Right now we're in a hotel full, I mean, there's a team full of people who probably started as, you know, newbies and teens and small school boys who just had a dream and no way of making it. Maybe a couple of them were rich guys, you know, rich dads, children. It doesn't matter. The fact is that they all have stars in their eyes and they know that they're going to get what they want. We're moving into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex, and let's have some fun. Taking a couple of minutes break for some music and coming back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation, love. We'll be right back.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Yes, that's a real teen vibe. And, you know, you just want to celebrate if somebody's sexy, and this is to all the sexy men out there. All the sexy men out there, and this is for all the people, all the women who think that their man is the sexiest one in existence. And, you know, why not? Why not? Why not? I mean, love and sex, the whole thing is about, okay, we need to feel like somebody is special. Someone is special. He's different. There's something different about this person. And having the eyes to know it. Oh, wow. Look at him. He's so gorgeous. He's so gorgeous. And you know what? Doesn't matter. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It is in the eye of the beholder. There's this movie. And in that, this woman, she is a neighbor with the hero. She's a heroine. He's the hero. And she's a neighbor. And they kind of, it's like the tortoise and the hare story. The neighbor is there for years. He has a crush on this girl, but he never tells her. He never tells her. He's very nice. He's nice to her family. He's nice, 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 nice. So they think, oh, he's a real nice guy. He has a steady job, comes home on time. He does his thing, always, you know, well-behaved, very good neighbor. But then one day, one of his friends comes from out of town, and he is one of those people, you know, the sunglasses and all, you know, whips out his sunglasses every time. And now the heroine falls in love with this guy. Like, because this guy is all, you know, soft, shiny, and, you know, kind of out there. He takes advantage of all the neighbors. He makes them do things for him, and this girl falls for him, and he takes her out and God knows what. And then ultimately he ditches her. The marriage date is fixed and he ditches her and he runs away. And who picks up the pieces? Our friendly neighborhood, Spider-Man. Our hero, the good guy. He comes and he picks up the pieces and he steps into the thing and he gets married to her. Oh my God. The hare does win in the end, okay? The tortoise does win in the end. The hare is so, he's just on speed kind of dial, right? So speed dial. He's not able to stay any place and, you know, make a home or anything. So he runs away. Our tortoise ultimately wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race, but trust me, I'm not sure I like that story. It's like, no, don't. Your friend ditched her. Okay, but that's me, right, in my human female thingy, like, no, oh no, what are you doing? But what we're trying to say is, you know, we all need to imagine that the man we love is hot and sexy. So this heroine, she married this guy, but is he her dream? Is he her ultimate dream? In her mind, is she going to be thinking of him as a hot and sexy guy? You know, she could have waited for a little bit for a dream to come true. Or, you know, you have to have that spark. You know, it doesn't matter if a guy is really classically handsome. Like I said, the men in my family, my father, uncles, they all have those features. Greek god, Italian god features, Roman, whatever. But not everybody has to look the same. You know, God made flowers to look different. The rose is great, but that doesn't mean the jasmine is not. And so on and so forth. Tulips. Everybody's different. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. And it is very important for a woman to think that a man is sexy. For her, he should be sexy. So, you know, to feel like, oh my God, he's so hot. Wow. That feeling. It's very important, you know, to have that that beautiful feeling about somebody. Oh God, he's handsome. Oh my God, he's gorgeous. Wow, look at him. He looks like a Greek god. Look at him. He just is so amazing. So in love, a man for a woman for a man, or people of the same sex. Yes, I've coached people of the same sex also. It's that feeling that you have. And you know what? Once you have that feeling and it is a spark inside you, then your imagination, along with those gorgeous feelings that you have towards somebody, is certainly going to manifest him. It's going to manifest him. In your mind is the visualization, but we also want the feeling. And that feeling is something where it's like a drug. Okay, I haven't had drugs, but I'm assuming that it's going to be like a drug. That's what they say. It's going to be something where in your mind, you're like, oh my God, he's so gorgeous, he's so gorgeous. And trust me, when you reach that level of he's so amazing, you know, it could be a man with blue eyes. It could be a man with really white skin. It could be a man with tan skin. It could be somebody who's dark brown, who's even darker. It could be anybody, but you need to find sexiness and gorgeousness and love in that face. You need to be able to look into it and with your magical eyes, see what you've always wanted to see. And that is what is actually going to take all of these love vibrations and put it together. Now, for those people who, you know, we want to bring a little bit of money into this section also, you can easily convert it into, I'm so sexy. You know, I'm so sexy. I think that she finds me sexy. I think that I love the way I am. I think that I'm going to be really successful. And so we want to go into some affirmations. Let's just do some. I'm going to repeat each affirmation 2 times. And maybe the first time you may not get it fully, but the second time you surely will. And see if you agree with these affirmations. So let's go into it. I'm going to make money and I'm going to make love and self-confidence into all of this. So let's start. You could close your eyes or just be in a resting position. Just listen and allow my words in. They're all safe for you to hear. I am so gorgeous. I am so beautiful. Everybody thinks that I'm beautiful. I am so gorgeous. I am so beautiful. Everybody thinks that I'm beautiful. I love how I feel about myself. I feel good about myself. I love how I feel about myself. I feel good about myself. I am kind and I am confident. I am kind and I am confident. I am an amazing person. I am an amazing person. I am so very skilled and talented. I am so very skilled and talented. My money is always good to me. My money is always good to me. I love my friends. They're so good to me. I love my friends. They're so good to me. Oh, wow. The man I like
is so hard and sexy. Oh, wow. The man I like is so hot and so sexy. Oh, wow. The woman I like, she's so beautiful. Oh, wow. The woman I like, she's so beautiful. Oh, wow. I cannot stop thinking about the man I like. Oh, wow. I cannot stop thinking about the man I like. Oh, wow. His sexiness really draws me in. But he's good at the same time. Oh, wow. He is good and sexy. Oh, wow. I attract so much money because I'm really skilled and talented. Oh, wow. I attract so much money because I'm really skilled and talented. Oh, wow. I'm making my plans right now to be a billionaire. Oh, wow. I'm making my plans right now to be a billionaire. Oh, wow. Nobody can do my work the way I do it. Oh, wow. Nobody can do my work the way I do it. Oh, wow. Whenever I think of life, I feel as if I am in good fortune energy. Whenever I think of life, I feel as if I am in good fortune energy. I am able to accomplish my daily goals wonderfully. I am able to accomplish my daily goals wonderfully. I feel as if I am on schedule with things. I feel as if I'm on schedule with things. I feel as if I can win anytime. I feel as if I can win anytime. I am a winner. I am a winner. Whether you can believe this or not, these affirmations are going to be working. As you remember them, they will work again. It's like small energy boosters. And, you know, you can always come back and listen to the show. But to know that the kind of adoration, love, and absolute, you know how when people get infatuated and like, oh my God, I just saw him today and wow, and he's so beautiful. You know when you go somewhere and you meet somebody in your office and he catches your eye, and then you go to work because you want to see him? Of course, we're also going to work because we want money. So work is our main thing here. But that one special person who catches your eye. And I've worked with so many people, and trust me, there are so many office romances. And they're going to work. They want to make money. But they have on their mind that one guy that they want to win. And they go to work and they want to see him. You know, he's so cute. He's so gorgeous. And they'll be all over. You're my clients. Completely infatuated. They just want to be noticed. You know, they want to be given attention to you. And of course, we make it happen. We manifest it for them. You know, we do soulmate manifestation. And we manifest it for them in a very, very nice way. But you see, don't be defeated just because somebody's sexy. the sexiest guy can still like you. That's something which you need to know. The sexiest guy can be in love with you. There's no rule that says that a sexy man cannot love fictitious Jane. And fictitious Jane might think she's plain Jane. It doesn't matter. Well, it does matter. But even if she is plain Jane, it doesn't say anywhere that sexy man, a gorgeous guy, cannot truly love somebody like fictitious Jane here. And so this is one belief system that we want you all to get rid of today. Whether it's a man, you know, who thinks he is, you know, fictitious John, like, oh no, I don't think she's going to like me. She's really hot. She's really sexy. She's gorgeous. And we're assuming that these gorgeous people are nice people. We want nice people, correct? But she's not going to love me because she's so wow and out there and I'm not good enough. Oh my God, we need to get rid of all of these I'm not good enough out of our heads right now. And I'm really good at doing this. I've literally worked with thousands and thousands of women who, you know, they're good girls, they fall in love with some gorgeous guy and they don't think that they're good enough, or a man versus towards a woman. But this is not true where true love is concerned. He could be your soulmate. He's just in an amazingly cute body, that's all. Correct? Like, whoa. And let's get off this, let's get rid of this, okay? Gorgeous guys are still good guys. There's this huge rumor that just because a guy is gorgeous and sexy, he's somehow, you know, there's something wrong with him. No, they're really nice people. Good-looking guys are really, really nice people. You know, they have beauty within. They have beauty on their faces, within and outside. They're beautiful inside out. You always have exceptions. But it's a very, very... it's a rumor that's been spread in this world that just because somebody is gorgeous, that they mean. It's not true. It's not true. They're really good guys. Sexy guys can be really good guys. They can be really good partners. They can be really good husbands. They also have hearts. They just need some love. Correct? It's just that they're really cute. And what? They committed a crime being born cute? I mean, is it a crime to be born pretty or cute? No, it's not. So we want to shatter some of those old belief systems. It is not a crime to be beautiful. Okay, beautiful people are good people. Every blonde with gorgeous hair and pretty features is not mean. Nor is she a dim bulb. You know, she can be really, really smart. These are just, you know, things that people have come up with over time. And it's not true. You can find love and you can find goodness in anything or in anybody who has a really good heart. And you know what? All you have to do is to discover this goodness. So being hot and sexy and good, all of it does go together. We are at the end of a show. We will be meeting again for the Good Fortune Show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, I want you to have a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.